all week WNBA guests, a player from each team coming on to talk about their expectations for the season, give you a little speech trying to lure you over to their bandwagon. And right now we've got from the New York Liberty, Kia Nurse. Kia, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the wobble for you. We've heard from Sylvia Fowles, who is a Florida woman and therefore is unfazed by the Heat and the Gators and otherwise. And then we've heard from some other folks that are taking a little getting used to. What's it been for you?
A little bit of both. I spent the last 2 years living in the Australian summer, so I've gotten a little bit of the understanding of the heat. Riding bikes in this heat is a different level. It's like having to sweat every 5 seconds, and the raccoons are very out there in the day and the night. And that's the one thing I'm like, you got it. I won't take the trash out today.
Trash pandas. I love
it. And Kia, Australia treated you well because you were out there balling, much like you did this past season in WNBA. It was a lot of fun to watch. Talking about this Liberty team, I mean, whole lot of new, and we're actually saying Corona is an aside from all the other new going on here, because obviously that's new for everybody. But a new owner, you got a new home, you got a new coach, and you got a new star alongside you and Asia Durr in Sabrina Ionescu. So what are we supposed to expect from a team that has so much turnover and so much new to talk about?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it there. Everything is kind of brand new for all of us, really. Even me, myself, trying to start understanding brand new teammates and a new coaching staff. But I think there's a lot to look forward to with the group that we've put together, especially for this year. We're exciting. I think we're going to play a fast-paced type of basketball that's probably a little bit different than what people see in the WNBA typically. Might play a little bit of a small ball, which you see in the NBA, getting up and down the court. Lots of shooters on the outside, so we're going to spread the floor out, and we're going to make sure that everybody on our team, whether you're a big or a guard, can do a little bit of everything. So it might look a little unorthodox at times, but it'll be a lot of fun to play. And obviously we've got Sabrina coming in, and that's a great player who's going to bring a lot of flair to our game as well.
Yeah, I've been loving the dispatches from the Wubble. Get used to Kia Nurse and Sabrina running the floor and pushing it. You have a young new coach, Walt Hopkins. What's his style like in practice and everything so far?
Yeah, it's been really interesting to learn a little bit more about Walt. Obviously, I think I've had a couple run-ins with him here and there at some UConn practices, and obviously when we played Minnesota over the last 2 years. But I've always known and heard great things about him, and especially his ability to really teach the game and teach the development side of it as well. And I think when you become a pro, you really kind of know how to shoot, pass, and score and all those other fun things that you're supposed to know as a basketball player. But there's still a level of being able to learn, and he's done an incredible job, even in the first 2 days, of slowing things down and helping, especially since we have so many young kids on our team, be able to really step into different roles and really be able to hone their skills and their confidence to get ready. So I'm excited for more to come.
Your role just continues to expand naturally with how you've been producing and where you're trending, which is so steeply upward right now. Seven rookies, as you mentioned, a lot of rookies, seven of them. You're young yourself. You got to assume a heavy part of that leadership role, I would imagine. And then also looking at a woman like Tina Charles, who's no longer there. How do you fill an even bigger role? And are you going to be expected to be one of those big voices?
Well, I think what we're really lucky to have here is Leja Clarendon, who came over to us this year in free agency, and Amanda Zowie-Bee, who are both pretty vocal people to begin with. They're very outgoing. They've had a lot of experience in this league, so they're going to be the bulk of our voice. I think for me, it's going to be a matter of more leading by example. I'll throw in my 2 cents here and there with what I know and my experience. But I think it's really just going to be a lot of fun and understanding and helping these guys, because I'm a baby vet. That's what I'm starting to call myself. People are like, you're a vet. No, I'm a baby vet. I only got 2 years under my belt, so I'm keeping that. But really just understanding when you become a professional, especially in this sense of being in the bubble, we're going to treat you like a professional really early, especially with our team, because there's so many of them. I think it's going to be really fun to kind of have them jump in and jump in early. They're going to have to play some minutes. They're going to get a lot of reps, and I think that'll be really fun to see as their development goes on throughout the season.
I'm going to steal that baby vet. I mean, I've been at some part of ESPN for like 10 years now, which feels a lot longer than 2 years. But for the industry, I'm still calling myself. I'm no Linda Cohn, so I'm going to go baby vet.
Yeah, don't let them put you up there, all those expectations.
I don't have any years. I don't need those years. New York Liberty's Kia Nurse with us here on Spain and Company. You know, I was reading about your family, and I have to ask what, like, reunions or Thanksgiving or anytime you get them all together, because your dad played in the CFL, your mom played college hoops. Your older sister played basketball in college, and your other older brother was a hockey player, yeah. pro hockey player. Your cousin played for the Badgers hockey and was in the Winter Olympics, and your uncle is Donovan McNabb. Okay, that's a whole lot of athletes hanging out. Did this make you crazy competitive, or did it make you, like, more chill because you're used to all of this and getting maybe knocked around by older athletes?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I think with my immediate family, especially because since COVID happened, everybody was home and it was really weird. And we just brought a new one into the family of a little nephew who was born 4 weeks ago. So we were uber competitive. And then all of a sudden we were like, well, now we have a new one. We need to make sure that he's really competitive. So I think it was more like, thank God my brother and I didn't play the same sport growing up at the same age. My sister was a little bit older, and I thought she was Michael Jordan. So I was like, I want to be like you. He picked hockey. And then it was more, hey, I don't want to do the dishes tonight, so let's go outside and play horse, and whoever loses has to do the dishes. And it worked out well, but now it's still pretty crazy. Most conversations end up about who has the most gold medals, who went to the best school. It's always one thing or another.
Yeah, I hear you on the familial front. I know that all too well. Those words ring very true. Kia, as I look at the long lineage of UConn talent, there's something that came from the GOAT, Diana Taurasi, that really stuck with me that, quite frankly, I hadn't thought about as much as I probably should have in regards to these bubble experiences. Taurasi talked about playing in the EuroLeague and Russian League for all those years, that she learned how to adjust in quote-unquote isolation and finding just the passion and drive on the court, but understanding that outside of the game, not having people to talk to is the norm for a lot of athletes in the basketball realm, because especially in WNBA, because they spend so much time overseas. You mentioned being in Australia. Was that something that resonated with you?
Absolutely. And I think I actually selected Australia for a couple of reasons. One, I knew they would spoke English, so I knew I would understand everything they were saying to me. And two, I'm a pretty picky eater, so I knew the food was pretty similar to back home at Canada, and I was like, that's good for me. But it was a 16-hour time change. So a lot of times, but depending on what time of day it was, you were either awake and somebody else was asleep. So I definitely think that's something that we've really discussed across my team as well, just like, how are we going to deal with isolation? It's just another day overseas, except you have more teammates that actually speak English. So I think that's been a good part of it and a good way to look at it, because I feel like you have to be flexible in this situation because things are always changing. Things go right. A lot of things go wrong. You know, you're just trying to figure out how to make this as comfortable. But I think the one thing my agent taught me from the moment, Tisha Panichero, the moment that I signed with her, she said, if you're going to go overseas, you're never going to find a perfect situation. We're going to try and put you in a really good one, but it won't be perfect. So just understand that and be okay with that. That's what it is here.
Yeah, it's funny. I talked to an agent who had a lot of clients in the bubble, and she said, yeah, most of my clients played overseas, so they're just kind of like, that's a bug. I'll figure it out. The food's not great. I'm sure it'll get better. Everyone kind of shrugging it off and being okay with it because they got used to adjusting. We're talking to Kia Nurse of the New York Liberty here on Spain & Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornett. I was talking to Sylvia Fowles about the youngsters. She's a vet, not a baby vet.
Yeah.
And how much more difficult it is to be a first or second year player. As far as the rules go, I believe you're not allowed to bring a friend or loved one in with you. So you might be fresh out of college. Someone like Sabrina or some of your other rookies, fresh out of college, no friends or family anywhere near you, forced into being a professional right away in a totally random and weird situation. Do you think it helps to have as many rookies as you do that they kind of all feel like almost they're, you know, pledging the world's weirdest sorority together and getting through it? Or do you think it's harder on your team to have so many youngsters?
That was amazing. I'm going to tell them that they're pledging sorority for sure.
World's weirdest sorority. It brings you together,
sure.
But you got to get through some weird stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I said to a few of them when I met them in New York before we came here. And I said, like, this is a really cool opportunity for you guys, because when I came in as a rookie, I was the only one. And there wasn't anybody in the class above me. So it was like one more step. And it felt like everybody knew what they were doing. And thank God I went to UConn and had Coach Ariana to kind of get me ready for it. But there's a lot that goes on. And when you feel like you're the only one that's making mistakes and something that these people have been doing for years on end, it's really hard to kind of get that self-confidence back. And I said, with you guys, like, you're all going to make the same rookie mistakes that we all made when we were coming up, and that's okay, but you get to do it together. And maybe someone else makes that mistake and you figure out how they got through it. And you're like, oh, well, that works for them. Let me try that. And maybe that'll work for me too. So I think it's been really good for them, and especially because I feel like this is like college. When I ask them how they're doing, they're like, this is like college. We just came from another campus to a different campus. I'm like, okay. And you got young legs. Like, you're used to this
a little bit. They never felt the real world. They never got into it.
I'm like, you don't even have to go on road trips and like carry bags or anything. Like, you're good. Like, we're just in one place. So I think they're doing all right with that. But I think they're really lucky to have each other, and they're pretty close. And thank God they're all really talkative and outgoing. So they've been really good pieces to add to our team.
You got to get him to push your bike. That's how you get that's
I'm like, don't fall off the bike in front of them.
That's true. We got to let you go. But before we do, you have 30 seconds on the clock to give your most convincing speech as to why an unattached WNBA fan should hop on the Liberty bandwagon. Go.
Well, I think obviously we're going to play a really fast style of play. You're going to see a lot of threes, which is always exciting. We're going to have people playing in different positions. Think a little bit like the Warriors. You got shooters everywhere. It's going to be a lot of knockdown. We have a great color. Seafoam is the only unique color in the WNBA. Don't sleep on it. We have Sabrina Ionescu, obviously an incredibly exciting player coming up. And we got seven rookies who are all exciting. You need to watch them all. And I'm there. And we love seeing new shoes. I got lots of shoes for you.
You do. That your Jordan representation is solid.
Representing
Michael,
the Jordan brand.
Not Cornette. Kia, that was probably our best one yet. Props to you for bringing the heat as a baby vet. We'll be keeping up with you in the Wubble. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, guys.